KQED.
Most of us are multitasking these days, but Emily Yates takes it to a new level. The 30-year-old UC Berkeley student is also a musician and a writer and a photographer and an activist. All of these parts of her identity developed out of an intense experience she had after answering a fateful phone call when she was just 19 years old. Lisa Morehouse has this profile.
Emily Yates just got out of her final exam for an Arabic class.
I've got two more, Islam in South Asia and Middle Eastern politics. I'll be ready to party by Friday night.
She's a Near East Studies major at Berkeley.
I didn't really have any understanding of history in the Middle East and South Asia, and now I've got a lot more of it, to the extent that I'm kind of annoying at parties if people want to talk about the Middle East, and I'm like, well, the Ottoman Empire.
This passion stems from her time in the U.S. Army. During two deployments to Iraq, Yates started asking a lot of questions.
When I was deployed, like, I knew that it was wrong for us to be in Iraq. I did not know why.
She says studying the war she was a part of is surreal.
It was really weird this semester, looking through my syllabus and seeing a section on Operation Iraqi Freedom. And I was like, that's the war I was in. I wonder what I'm going to read about it. We are headed to my secret hideout.
We go to Yates' favorite place to relax on campus, a top-story empty room with a balcony and views of the whole San Francisco Bay Area. Yates says everything she studies gives context to her war experience.
And it just really makes me want to keep learning and has made me even more cynical than ever about government propaganda. I mean, I helped produce it, basically, for the military.
Yates was a member of the Army's public affairs team, first on a base in the United States, then at Camp Victory, Iraq. She wrote articles for internal publications.
They were all ridiculously optimistic about the mission in Iraq, and I knew that that was wrong.
So how did Yates end up in a war, she questioned. Raised in upstate New York, Yates says she hit a rough patch in her teenage years. She dropped out of high school, then boarding school, got a GED, and went to community college when an Army recruiter called.
And said, hey, what's your major?
Yates told him she hoped to go into journalism.
He said, well, I can get you a journalist job in the Army.
This was December of 2001, just months after 9/11.
And I was like, I want to be a journalist, so I want to cover this story. I'm definitely not going to be able to do that if I'm in community college in Syracuse. So why not? I got in, and there I was, a public affairs specialist.
She was sure she'd end up in Afghanistan.
Because that was where Osama bin Laden was, right?
Near the end of her training, a drill sergeant approached.
He said, soldier? I said, yes, drill sergeant. And he said, how do you feel about going to Kuwait? And I said, roger, drill sergeant. And I walked away and started thinking, why would I go to Kuwait? Why would I go to Kuwait? Oh my God, we're going to invade Iraq.
During her first year-long deployment in Iraq, Yates didn't feel anything like a war reporter. Camp Victory was a frequent target for attack, and she lived with the possibility of dying every day. But she also felt stuck at division headquarters doing layout for an Army publication.
After a while, after demanding enough, I was finally able to go out and cover some stories. You know, I went out on patrol a couple times. I went out and covered a night raid one time. I covered the elections in December 2005. But this time I was well aware I was not going to be writing my own view about what I was seeing.
Increasingly, she felt she had little control and got more and more upset when she was called back to Iraq under the stop-loss policy.
I was a very, very, very angry person during that second deployment.
Now, more than 4 years later, her methods for healing include school, activism, and art. For a class last semester, Yates made a short documentary film exploring Islamophobia in the military. She interviewed veterans from different military branches and asked about how their training and experience shaped their perceptions of Muslims.
How did you picture the terrorist?
Honestly, just like everybody else. Something wrapped around their head. Beard. And screaming Allah, you know, Allah Akbar. not proud of that, but that's what I thought. Right after 9/11, yes, I did.
And for more than 2 years, she's worked with the organization Iraq Veterans Against the War.
And I really enjoyed immediately the sense of relief I got from just being around other people who had the experience of being in a war that they were not supportive of.
She volunteers on their campaign to keep military personnel with PTSD from being redeployed. This is personal for Yates.
You know, I don't know that I necessarily had PTSD after the first deployment, but I definitely was not in good shape and shouldn't have been deployed again. And I know lots of other people in that same boat.
For six god awful years, I knew if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's what the Army pounded into my mind.
Last year, she recorded an album of upbeat folk songs with satirical lyrics, many of which touch on her military experience. In mid-December, she sang and played ukulele and banjo at a small concert in the Berkeley studio where she recorded her album.
The military was a quite traumatic experience for me overall.
But she knows without it, her life now would be vastly different.
And I'm actually pretty happy with my life the way it is now, so I can't have any regrets.
She just doesn't want anyone else to endure the kind of pain she did. When Emily Yates graduates, she hopes to gather musical veterans of the Iraq War for a trip back to the Middle East to play with Iraqi musicians. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Morehouse in Berkeley.
You ain't trying. That's what the Army pounded into my mind. Keep your head down low. Don't volunteer to go nowhere. Cheat the system and you'll beat it every time.